Last week, the University of Arkansas earned a national award. It's not an award you'd want to win if you knew about it ahead of time, but it's one you're pleased to receive afterwards. Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis has this report.
Last week, the University of Arkansas was honored with the Best Crisis Management Award in PR Daily's 2013 Nonprofit PR Awards. The award was given for the university's handling of the Bobby Petrino scandal last year. To get a little more insight about what the award means, I talked with Tyler Landry, the award programs coordinator for Reagan Communications, the parent company of PR Daily.
For the best crisis management category, we were looking at the communication strategies that organizations had to use to overcome some incident within the past year. So our judges were looking to understand the backstory of the crisis and what was going on, and the steps that were taken by the organization. We were looking for creativity as well as thorough execution of good PR skills that our readers will be looking for to understand how to better overcome crises.
In the wake of the sexual abuse scandal at Penn State University last year, Arkansas had to abruptly address its own controversy surrounding Bobby Petrino. While some organizations might cringe if you were to tell them at the beginning of the year that they were to receive an award for overcoming a crisis in the months ahead, Landry says that the award is something that organizations should be thrilled to get at any time.
We have companies that submit campaigns of incidents that have gone wrong, or be it a photo of an employee or a tragedy that happens in the workplace in which they're called to step up. Companies that successfully navigate these times of crisis or threats to their company or their institution's credibility or reputation, if they're entering these programs, they've already overcome these, and they should be proud of the work that they did, be it by their response time or their response efforts, the way that they mobilized and got their side of the story out ahead of the media or criticisms. So these moments that they've overcome, they should really be proud of for stepping up and helping their organization and overcoming whatever adversity it may have been.
Landry says that readers of PR Daily are public relations professionals looking for the latest and most effective methods of communicating with the public, and that they can learn from the way that organizations handle crises like the one handled by the U of A Athletics Department last year. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.